Well, greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glad to be with you again. This is going to be a short commentary on the subject of Planned Parenthood. Now, today is May the 18th, 2019, and we want to speak to you on the subject of Planned Parenthood. We know that this is a wicked and a hellish and murderous organization, very racist as well, if you look at their history from the early 1900s, and so we want to spend just a little bit of time on this. Now, I have several sermons that I have preached over the years, and here are just a few. One is abortion. Of course, we have preached many messages on the subject of abortion. We've also preached on the subject of birth control, defending the unborn, and earlier this year we preached a message titled Innocent Blood. But also this year we did a message April the 6th, 2019. We called it Infanticide, and we dealt with some of the issues that are taking place in our country, and also we dealt with what the scriptures has to say about this. Now, just this week, we've experienced some wonderful things here in the state of Alabama. We see that the state of Alabama has passed a law to make an abortion, or doing an abortion by an abortion doctor, a felony. And we find that the Senate alone passed this bill 25-6, and then on Wednesday of this week, the governor signed this bill. That would be the 15th of May. Now, we know that if we consider the possibilities with the ACLU and the news media and many, many others throughout their land, we know that there is going to be a great fight over this. But we're thankful to see some politicians in Montgomery, Alabama, that stood for life and stood against the abortion industry in our country. And we're very thankful for that. As a matter of fact, it was a woman that introduced this bill, and she spoke this week and spoke of the fact that they've worded this bill in the way that it would go all the way to the Supreme Court. And again, we commend our politicians in the state of Alabama this week for doing these things. Now, when we come to the subject of Planned Parenthood, I've been involved in the abortion work as a pastor, as a Christian, in the state of Alabama for about 15 and a half years. And we've seen one clinic close around 12 years ago. We've also seen Planned Parenthood put under investigation a few times in Mobile, Alabama, for various reasons. And just 2 years ago, in February 2017, they had injured a woman doing an abortion, and she had to go to the hospital. They had to call 911. And so they have not actually killed a baby in Mobile, Alabama, since March the 15th, 2017. Now, we don't know what the future holds for this. We're thankful for this new law in the state of Alabama. We hope that it will hold true, and it'll help as far as our cause with Planned Parenthood. But we ask you to pray for us in dealing with Planned Parenthood here in the state of Alabama, and especially in Mobile, Alabama. We have seen fruit from our labors. We were averaging about 100 women a year that would change their mind as we would speak to them, and they would decide not to kill their baby. And we've also seen over the last 15 and a half years about 50 or so that has accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So we ask you to pray for us in that as we stand against this murder meal this death camp, I guess we could call it, Planned Parenthood, that is across our nation. But as we work in our Jerusalem, we have been dealing with the one here in Mobile, Alabama. And we pray that God would completely remove them from this city and this state, and as well as other states. We must remember that Planned Parenthood receives over $500 million every year just from our tax money, from the federal government. And just 2 years ago, it was like $554 million. And each year, that increases. And in our nation alone, across our nation, since 1973, it's over 46 years, there has been over 60 million babies that have been aborted, legally aborted, and somewhat sanctioned by the federal government. And when we think about this, not only 60 million, this American Holocaust, but when you look at the entire world, we find that there's over 46 million that are killed worldwide. So we're talking about an atrocity. We're talking about murder. We're talking about a Holocaust that takes place on a regular basis. Now, one of the good things that helped us in our cause here, and I'm sure around the nation with other folks involved in this work, is that in 2015, the videos that came out in reference to selling baby parts. I have preached for many, many years, 15, 16, 17, 18 years or so, that Planned Parenthood has been selling baby parts. I have a pamphlet, a documentation that was written in 1999 on Planned Parenthood selling baby parts. So that was one of the things that helped us, that got it more into the public, that not only are they killing babies, and not only are they hurting women, but we find also that they are selling the baby parts, not only making money off the abortion, but also selling the baby parts. And I deal with this in some of my sermons titled Innocent Blood, and also sermons that are titled Abortion. Now let me read the scripture for today. Notice in Isaiah 5 verse 20. We find here it says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Think about this statement and the surrounding verses. There's some wonderful verses here. As a matter of fact, verse 18 and 19 is speaking of hastening to sin. Verse 20, the verse I just read, is speaking of distorting the truth. In verse 21, 22 speaks of corrupt judgment. And then in verse 24, we see here God's judgment upon this wickedness. Heavenly Father, we do ask your blessings upon the time we have together and the reading of Holy Scripture, for it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as we consider the subject of Planned Parenthood, we have dealt with this many times over the years in our preaching. I have been preaching on against abortion, on these issues, throughout my entire ministry, which is now about 36 and a half years. And so we've been dealing with this for a long time. Now, when we think about Planned Parenthood's origin, and they have a very racist origin, even to this day, they target blacks and Hispanics and even target their neighborhoods. But we find that Margaret Sanger was the founder of the modern birth control movement in America during the early 1900s. She was a feminist. She opened her first birth control clinic in 1916 in Brooklyn, New York. In 1921, she launched the American Birth Control League, and she founded the Birth Control Federation of America in 1939, which was later renamed the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Now, I'm reading from a document to have my facts straight, so just bear with me. Now, when we think about this woman, the beginning of what we know today as Planned Parenthood, she was a wicked woman. She's the founder of what we see today with Planned Parenthood. She was very racist. Margaret Sanger refers to certain people as weeds in a garden, and those weeds need to be taken up. She also, her goal was to promote birth control policies designed to discourage minorities from having babies, and as she put it, to create a race of thoroughbreds. Sounds like Hitler, and she had an association with Hitler. In 1919, Sanger wrote, "More children from the fit, less from the unfit. This is the chief issue of birth control." In 1916, in her book, Woman and the New Race, Sanger wrote that the most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infants is kill it. Remarking on funds given to the blind, the deaf, and the poor, she said, Sanger argued that the public should be made aware of the terrific cost to the community of this dead weight of human waste. Now, Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion provider. In 2016, as I already mentioned a moment ago, the federal government gave them $554 million. This is over $1.5 billion. And this is getting real close to 2 million a day. That's about $1,600 for each abortion in government funds. 45% of the revenue comes from the federal government. Think about this. Nearly half of Planned Parenthood's funds comes from the federal government. And they still charge the woman when they do an abortion. Every 90 seconds, they kill a baby. They kill over 300,000 a year. Now, this varies from year to year. There's years that there have been years in America that abortion has gotten up to 1.5 million total with all abortion clinics across America. Now it's leveled off to around 1 million a year. Even Hillary Clinton in 2016, in a speech when she's running for president, in a speech she tells Planned Parenthood, I'm quoting her, "As president, I will always have your back." Planned Parenthood is the world's oldest and largest and best organized provider of abortion and birth control services. It exists in 134 nations on every continent. In the United States alone, it employs more than 20,000 staff personnel and volunteers in 922 clinics and 167 affiliates in every major metropolitan area, coast to coast. These numbers are a little lower today. They vary because clinics close. Again, we were able, in our efforts and our work about 12 years ago, to see a private-owned clinic closed. And hopefully, we will see Planned Parenthood closed. So they come and they go. In recent years, they've had an estimated combined annual budget, including all regionals and international service affiliates, of more than $1 trillion. Some of their employees make between $200,000 and $300,000 a year. Now, again, I could sit here for hours and read unto you statistics in association with this wicked organization. Again, it's the number one provider of abortions. It advocates abortion as a means of sexual freedom and birth control. It believes, this organization believes, it is naive to expect teenagers to abstain from sex. It reassures teenagers that they will not that they will not tell their parents, in other words, if you come to them. In some areas, provides an abortion bus to pick up students from public schools. It opposes any parental consent and notification of laws. It trains doctors to do abortions. It encourages all forms of sexual activity to teens, including homosexuality. Again, promotes itself as privately funded. Yet, again, as I said, over $500 million come from our tax money from the federal government. So, as we come and consider this subject, and as I ask you to pray, I believe, without any doubt, what has happened in our state, and there's other states already following. There's other states, Louisiana, Missouri, and other states are considering some of the same laws, are already passing them, or at least talking about them. They're in legislation. And so we as Christians can be encouraged that there's good people, there are Christian people all across our nation in every state that knows that abortion is murder. It is wicked. It is destroying the population. It is killing innocent children, but it is also destroying the lives and the health of the mother. It's destroying her physical health and her mental health as well. One out of three, it's actually about 28-29%, but I'm just going to say one out of three women that get an abortion attempt suicide. So we're talking about an organization here. Now, there's private abortion clinics, and we're speaking against them as well, and we have spoke against them. But right now, I'm speaking about Planned Parenthood. So we find here, notice in our text, we find here in verse 20, and I believe I read this passage when we talked about infanticide just last month. But in verse 20, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. In other words, woe unto them that distort the truths of the Word of God. Jesus said in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In John 16, I believe it's verse 13, the Spirit of God is called the Spirit of Truth. We find that the Word of God in John 17 and verse 17 and other places is called the truth, the Word of God. We find here that those who distort the truth, they're speaking against the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they're speaking against the Word of God, which is our foundation. We're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets according to Ephesians chapter 2. We're built upon that foundation. And that foundation is the teachings of Jesus Christ, which is the Word of God that we have. And so anyone that would distort the truth, anyone that calls evil good, abortion is murder. For you to say it's good, that, think about this. Anyone that will call evil good or good evil, they're distorting the truth of the Word of God. Anyone that will put darkness for light and light for darkness, they're distorting the Word of God. Anyone that will put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, they're destroying the Word of God. He said in verse 21, "Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own heart." When God says, "Woe," you better halt. You better stop. He's speaking of judgment. Verse 20, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil." Verse 21, "Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes." Verse 22, "Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink." And then in verse 24, notice the judgment of God. He said in verse 24, he said, "Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumed the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel." There is no debate with the subject of abortion. It is murder. We see this in the Scripture. We can go back to the beginning, especially in Exodus 20, where the Bible said, "Thou shalt not kill," which has to do, "Thou shalt do no murder." And as we come through the Scripture plainly show us, from the Old to the New Testament, plainly shows us that abortion is murder. It is murder. We see this in the Old Testament. We see this in the New Testament. We see that from conception, there is life. This is seen in Jeremiah chapter 1 in the book of Isaiah. It's seen in Luke chapter 1 and chapter 2 with John the Baptist in the womb of his mother, the Lord Jesus in the womb of his mother. We see this all through the Scripture. Abortion is murder, and murder is against God's law. Planned Parenthood is a murderous, wicked, hellish organization. They hate the things that are righteous. They hate the truth of the Word of God. And again, we have many sermons. We've covered every angle that we can think of, from, again, infanticide, abortion, defending the unborn, the book of Proverbs, we started there. We have spoken on birth control. Again, Margaret Sanger is the founder of the first birth control league in America. Please study this subject and think about it. Birth control and abortion, none of these things came from the Church of Jesus Christ. They did not come from the Scripture. The Bible clearly tells us that the murderer shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Those who believe in murder and those who are for murder. And so as we come back here one more time, reading verse 20. He says here, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, and that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." You can write down Ezekiel 22, verse 26 beside this as well. Verse 18, "Woe unto them that are hasty to go to sin." Verse 20, "Woe unto them that distort the truths of the Word of God." Verse 21 and 22 and 23, "Woe unto them that corrupt judgment." And then in verse 24, we see the judgment of God coming upon them. Verse 24, the latter part of that, he says the judgment is coming, the fire is coming. Verse 24, the latter part, "because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts." Now listen carefully. "And have despised the word of the Holy One of Israel." God's judgment upon those who corrupt judgment, those who distort the truth, and those who are hasty to run toward sin. I want to thank you for listening to this short commentary. And again, please look at our resources. We have an article and sermons on abortion. We have an article and a sermon on birth control. We have an article and sermon on defending the unborn on our website. That is biblicaltruth.info, biblicaltruth.info, I-N-F-O. You can also find us on Sermon Audio. We have many other sermons on this subject. And we have, again, a sermon we done in January of this year titled Innocent Blood. That is the shedding of innocent blood. Again, I want to thank you for listening to this broadcast. And I ask you to pray for us. Pray for this nation. Pray for your state. Pray for us here in Alabama that the political leaders will continue to do some good things in this area. And pray for the churches of the state of Alabama that we will do what God has called us to do. Pray for our efforts here in our Jerusalem as we continue to work against this industry of death and wickedness. Again, thank you for listening to this commentary. May God richly bless you. Good day.